Peter, my pastor, he said, you know, we sing by the letter, right back and let her go. And we got several people here tonight that are going to sing. And one of them, Carla, is that right? Yeah. Carla, she's with us here tonight. And I want to get her to sing in just a minute. And we got some singers going to sing. And I want everybody to obey the Lord tonight. If it's a fair statement, I'll try my best to make this as clear as I can. We're not on no schedule. And I mean that if the Lord was going to come tonight, what kind of schedule would we have? And I'll be honest with you, we'd be better off not to have these watches and cell phones. We'd be a whole lot better off not to have a lot of things. I mean, better is a little with the Lord than all the gold that they could gather up and put in a pile. Better is a little bit with the Lord than all the riches of this world. I'd rather have just a little bit of God. And I'll tell you right now, there's plenty of Him to be had. We got a lady here tonight that plays a piano. We would like to get her to come. And we're going to have a congregational hymn. Would you help us, please? And we're going to have a congregational hymn. I like songs about Him. Brother Rand, I might go need some help here, brother. Just that one wire there where she can get in there. And I was thinking about that song, Blessed Redeemer. And oh, how that song... Really, if you knew the words, how that song really speaks to us. Blessed Redeemer. Hell, I don't know if it's in this book or not, but if it is, I wish we could sing that.
I didn't know this dear lady was here tonight. Sing, let's sing. We do a congregation table, but she's
not in here.
So we're going to let her play one.
Yeah. What about Blessed Assurance?
What about 62 or 63?
That'll be fine.
We got any bass singer here? Take bass singer. We're gonna find one of the bass singers.
All right, good to have you.
Try 63.
Brother Glenn.
Thank you, son.
He said, Brother Glenn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll talk to this guy on the phone. Never met him. Shadows to flee. Glory is waiting when the Spirit is free. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise will see.
Everybody, I don't hear nobody
singing. Yeah, that's a, like a better word, make a joyful sound anyway. Number 63.
Strangers,
but happy in His vineyard today. Trying to help our Lord and Savior away. Serving the Master through the noontime are we. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see. Heavenly beauty make the shadows to flee. Glory is waiting when the Spirit is free. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see. In whatsoever the battle is won, trust in the promise it will hear His well done. Serving the Master all the evening are we. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see. Heavenly beauty make the shadows to flee. Glory is waiting when the Spirit is free. Sunset is coming, but the sunrise we'll see.
Sing one more, Brother Melvin. Just so we can let the devil know we mean business tonight. What about number 125? or anything. I just open over to that, anything will be fine. I'll tell you. They're all good.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be season refreshing sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again, amen. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are calling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing, come and now honor Thy word. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, oh that today they might fall. Now as to God we're confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
You let it get dry enough, and I'll tell you what, you'll be thankful for them blessings. Amen. The Bible said He calls it to rain upon the just and upon the unjust. And I read one verse in the Bible one day, and I mean it threw me for more than one loop. And it said He's kind to the unthankful. That means the guy that gets up and doesn't thank God for his health, doesn't thank God for his food, doesn't thank God for an appetite, but just sits up down like a dog or a hog or something like that right there underneath an acorn tree. They won't even look up to see where the acorns are coming from and eats his food and doesn't thank God for nothing. And God's kind to someone like that. I can't understand that kind of kindness. I don't. I'm like you. I've got grudges on both shoulders. I'm like you. I'm backbiting, wanting to stab and devour somebody. But God's not like that. He's gracious. He's good. Ready to pardon. Will abundantly pardon. Oh, if we could be more like Him. Oh, if only any way could just be truly crucified, that only Jesus could live. Wouldn't that be a blessing? Can you imagine everywhere you went, all you could see was Jesus? How many buddy you saw Him in the little children? And they had His love just like a flower opening up and blooming and blossoming. And you saw Him in the songs and in the praises and the testimonies. Somebody said, can I just thank the Lord for being so good to someone like me? Man, when I think about how undeserving I am, and I think about what I really do deserve, Randall, and I think about what I did get, I got mercy. I deserve the wrath of God. I deserve the hottest place in hell and got an exalted place in heaven. Do not deserve anything. And yet the gracious God of heaven, merciful unto me. Paul said he obtained mercy because he did it ignorantly. He said, before I was a blasphemer, a persecutor, injurious to the church, met Jesus, had to ask Him who He was. And I'll tell you what, buddy, God said He chose him. He said He's a chosen vessel unto me. Man like Paul. Man was Saul before he became Paul. Carlo, you come right now, please. If the Lord leads you to, you sing two songs. If the Lord leads you, sing one. You go ahead and do that. This young lady come over here tonight. I'd never even met her and had heard about her but never met her. The young man back there on the back, Glenn, I talked to him on the phone twice, never met him, and here he is. I just took a guess a while ago and said, are you Glenn? And nice to meet you, Glenn. I've talked to him, and now I've got to meet him. We're thankful for everybody that's here tonight. I'm amazed. I wasn't expecting this many here tonight on a Saturday night when the, what do you call it, March Madness or something like that's going on. It'd make you mad if you ain't careful, but I'm glad to be in the house of God tonight. Amen. Come on up here, Carl. You nervous? That's all right. We ain't got a bit of problem with nervous.com.
Those are the ones you want.
Her problem, she's had a back problem. She's just now. She can get around again.
Yeah, I'll just give a real brief testimony. Sister back and her son Bobby have always been really sweet to me, and they've invited me here, and I took care of Mr. Back before he went on to be with Jesus. And yes, I had an accident in October and fractured my lumbar 3 in my spine. Fell at home on some steps. But I thank God that I'm not in a wheelchair and I'm walking. He was with me then. He's been with me every day. Just recently got over a severe allergic reaction, which could have took my life. But, you know, the devil tries to get us down. And I don't talk loud enough, but I sing loud enough, I promise. The devil tries to destroy all of us, and he's tried to kill me in more ways than one, physically, mentally, emotionally.
Bless.
But I thank God I'm here, and I'm going to hopefully sing for you all. Unfortunately, I wasn't blessed with the talent of music to play an instrument, but I try to use my voice to bless someone else, and it blesses me more than, you know, to sing to someone else. But this song is on my heart. And if you'll let me, I'll sing this. And if I can, my allergies don't affect my throat very much, I'll try to sing Miss Back's one of her favorite songs. But this is the one that was has been with me today, and it's called He'll Do It Again. So just bear with me if I get too loud. I'm really sorry. It's just the spirit just gets hold of me, and sometimes the voice changes, and I get a little bit louder. So could have been a preacher, I guess. I could get pretty loud, but my kids say I can. Preach to them pre-law. So anyway, I'll stop rambling. Okay. You may be down and feel like God has somehow forgotten, and that you are faced with circumstance you can get through. And right now it seems there's no way out, and you're going under. And God's proven time, yes, that time again, He'll take care of you, and He'll do it again. And where you are now, and where you've been, hasn't He always come through for you?
Yes, He has.
He's the same God as then.
Amen.
You may not know how, you may not know when, but He'll do it again. He's the God of the sun, the stars, and the sea, and He is your Father. And He knows just how your heart has been broken in two. And I messed that up. He can calm the storms. No. He'll find some way to fix things for you, and He'll do it again. He'll do it again. Just take a look at where you are now and where you've been. Hasn't He always come through? For you, He's the same God as then. You may not know how, you may not know when. He'll do it again. He's still God, and He will not fail you. He's still God, and He will not change. He's still God. Just like Moses, just like Daniel, just like Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, He'll do it again. He'll do it again. Just take a look at where you are now and where you've been. Hasn't He always come through? For you, He's the same God as then. You may not know how, you may not know when, but I know my God, He will do it again.
Amen.
And if you would have so gladly let me sing this one song to Miss Back, and I'll sit down. Now, Miss Back, don't cry. Because Mr. Back is with Jesus. So we're having a revival here, but he's having a revival 24 Amen. Hours a day with Jesus. So we're... It was a blessing for me to do it for him because it was kind of funny... no one could quite figure out what song he was talking about because they referred to the song as Old Stephen. And it finally dawned on me one day when I heard him mention it, what song it was, and it's He'll Roll Me Over the Tide. And it starts when I was Stephen. I thought, that's the song. And he's like, so when I would come in the room, Mr. Back, of course, you know, was unable to see me. He could tell by my voice, he's like, there's my girl that sings Old Stephen. And that's how he always remembered me. And I would always try to sing it if I was able when he was hospitalized. So it was a blessing to do it, and knowing he got a blessing, it blessed me. So I'm going to sing this, and I'll sit down. But I could sing all night, and I won't do that. There's other people here to sing, too. When old Stephen was accused, lonely and bewildered, no one that day would stand by his side, so he just looked into heaven, and he saw the face of Jesus, and it rolled him over the tide, and I've never said a prayer that he
nervous tonight. I've got five preachers here. And one of them just got through eating. I know he wouldn't mind having a little time. And I want these singers to come up here, and I mean every word of this. If you don't obey God, I hope he strikes you dead. I'm telling you right now, it's like preachers been called to preach. If we don't preach the preaching, he bids us to preach. You look at old Jonah, it's mighty dark in the belly of a whale. Don't worry about the time. Don't worry about the faces. Honor him. And I mean that. Don't come up here and sing. Everything God's put on your heart, add a couple to it if you want to. Let's not get all, in the flesh, thinking that God owes us something. Let's just enjoy being saved. Worship God tonight. Have a good time in the Lord. If you need to leave, I'll certainly tell you this. I'll certainly understand that. And I'll tell you right now, I come to have church. Man, I'll tell you, I drove all the way from Glasgow, Kentucky. That's a long drive. Got my wife with me tonight. Got my granddaughter with me tonight. Brother Keith, he drove even further than I have, even though he's already down here. He's from Louisville. Maybe some of y'all have been from other places than that. Let's have church tonight. Appreciate these singers.
I'm already in trouble.
That's all right.
That's a beautiful song you sang. You'll roll me over the tide. Ain't that a great song?
Amen.
Bless you. I'm going to go down and take
some. All right.
Ready to leave, sprinkling out.
hands. In the holy name. Hallelujah. God, I'm glad I'm somebody going somewhere and got somewhere to go. Hallelujah.
I know a lot of people is watching the ball game tonight.
I'm a big Kentucky fan, but also I'm a big Lord's fan.
Amen.
I'm a bigger fan with him than anything else. I'm glad I'm in the church house tonight.
God bless you. Amen. God bless you. I'll make yourself at home. Amen.
Thank you.
I didn't know nothing about being saved until April 27th, 1988. To this day, I don't understand why God filled me up so much, but I've been running on full for 24 years now. My wife's here tonight, won't bother me a bit. She told me, she said, you can't stay on the mountain. I can't find no place to get off, and I'm kind of enjoying it. I'm going to stay as long as I can.
Amen.
I'll tell you right now, boy, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Nobody never done for me what he done for me. And I'll tell you what, boy, every chance I get, I want to brag on him and praise his name and
Amen.
Give glory to him. I mean, never a man spoke like that man. I knelt down as guilty could be, deserving of nothing but hell. And I'll tell you what, buddy, when he reached down, he reached way down. Got away, way by the nap of the neck. Put him on the solid rock. Established my goings. Put a song in my heart. Just praise to his name. And I say, hallelujah. What a Savior, glory to God.
Amen.
What a
Savior.
It's full of glory. Half's not been told. I ain't got over the half's been told. It's peace that passes all understanding. It's something that words, human intellect, the carnal mind of men cannot conceive. It's something only God can do. To get a hold of a man. And when he's done with him, made him a new creature in Christ Jesus. And the old things are passed away. All of a sudden now, behold, everything's new. If you work with one, what in the world happened to you? And I tell you what, I don't know how to tell him. I just know one thing, boy. He done a work on me, and the Bible said he's going to continue to the day of Christ. He's still a working on me, and I say, glory to God, I'm a work in progress. And I say, hallelujah. These singers, I hope they obey the Lord in every aspect that God's leading them, and I'm enjoying every minute of it, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You've been in the song.
Yes, Lord.
It seems like forever.
Thank you,
Lord. And life's a confusion. Has been long so long.
Yes, Lord.
Your shelf is lost.
Yes, Lord.
And the storms are drifting.
What about that?
But the life of old soldier,
woo,
so right at your soul.
That's what I said. Glory to God.
For your answer is coming.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And a lot of times we wonder why that we go through the valleys. But you know, if we didn't go through the valleys, we might take you for granted.
That's right. That's right. Never know what kind of God you got.
Right out the storm of life, brother. In a little while we're going home.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I bless your heart, sister. We got more God than we need. We just don't know it.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Yeah.
she don't think she sings it very well, but we beg to differ. Y'all listen to the words that she
sings. Save the Lord and rest up Elizabeth if we want to.
Bless me.
A woman in the Bible days, her life's been almost done. But God sent Elijah to make it worthy known.
Yep.
He said, woman, don't you worry, for God sent him today.
Yep.
What a day, glorious day that
day that will be.
Yeah.
Amen. And the way things is looking in this old world, what's going on? Oh, not over here, and just as long as over here, but over in the Middle East too, is days coming soon.
Amen, brother. Yeah.
And sometimes I'll listen to the news. Sometimes I'll just have to turn it off because the things that's going on just makes my heart just sad and sick and what people is doing. And I thought to myself, why in the world would people do stuff like this? I just don't understand it. But that's, I guess that's the way the old devil has got a hold of them so bad and so much that he just twists them and makes them do anything that he wants them to do. But the Bible talks of this. But this is why we have to be ready each and every minute of each day. I'm ready to go to heaven. If the Lord calls me out tonight, I'm ready to go.
Amen, brother. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
What do we do?
I'm gonna move.
Yeah. We're gonna do two more songs.
All right.
We're gonna turn it
over.
I feel His presence. It's all around us. Everybody right quick, and we want to thank this fella over here playing on the rhythm tonight. He
helps us out every once in a while, and sometimes I go and help him out, but he's been a great blessing to us, and we love him and his wife dearly, Mr. Roger Higginbotham.
Bless you. Amen.
Amen. Playing on the keyboard is my mother has passed away several years ago, and I know nobody can't take the place of my mom, and I wouldn't want nobody to, but I guess she sort of took me underneath her wing sometimes, and her husband had too, but and I think of them as my parents, away from my parents. So, and I love them both, but this is Miss Carol Ann Perkins.
Amen.
On keyboard. And Mr. Carol Perkins. Amen. And this little lady right here to the left.
Can't get her words out.
But we love her, and sometimes, I don't know if she gets nervous, but she gets nervous, but she does a mighty fine job, and but she keeps us all in line too. So, and but this is my wife, Miss Pam Reese, and I'm Randall Reese on the bass here. I won't say nothing about me, you know. But this is our daughter, Miss Kayla Reese. She does the lead singing, she does back and forth on the piano too, but God has really blessed us with her and stuff, and we thank the Lord for it. And this last song, we're going to do Amazing Grace. I love this song. And to me, I mean, I know there's all kinds of beautiful songs out there. This song right here touches my heart. In my opinion, it's one of the most beautiful songs that's ever been written. And if y'all want to, y'all can stand and sing with us.
I would just like to say I'm thankful to be here tonight. Thankful for another day of life. We sang a song about getting ready to leave a while ago. And then we sang a song that's called Help Is On The Way. Friend, I'm waiting for that help.
Amen.
There's rough times in this life. And
yep.
We have to face trials and temptations and sickness with our family. And there's just many things that we go through. But friend, I'm thankful to know that help is on the way.
Amen, Brother Roger.
And I'm going to be moving one of these days.
Bless you. Bless you.
Call heaven. We will never die. We'll never grow old. And Jesus will be there. That's the best part. We'll forever be with Jesus.
Amen. And one thing about it, too, we won't have to pack no bags, either.
Amen. That's right.
Everything's going to be there for waiting for us. Right there. Amen.
Yeah. It's waiting on us.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that changed a wretch like me. I
Praise the Lord.
Appreciate the singing tonight. Appreciate what I felt tonight. Let me say tonight, I love the Lord tonight. Nothing I'd rather be than in God's will, God's house, and for lack of a better word, just being a blessing. I like to honor Him in all I do. And I said a while ago, I had five preachers here that I know of, and there may be others that I don't know of, but I know for sure I got five preachers here. Yeah. One of them's been out all day long in the heat of the day, and been lugged around, and been visiting, and not been like me, kind of laid back, I guess, to some degree. And he pretty wore out. And he said, "Preacher, if you don't mind, just let them sing." He said, "I've pretty much had the lick. And I'll be honest with you tonight, I would like to say amen to that. But for lack of better words, I believe we need to look to the Word of God just for a brief moment." Amen. Where I come from, not much. It's a little church in Glasgow, Kentucky. We used to have a thing over there called five-minute preaching. You'd be surprised how much you could say in 5 minutes. It's 20 minutes till 8 right now. I don't know who's winning the game. I just know one thing. There's a war going on. I don't know the souls here tonight. I don't know who's here lost tonight, who's here saved tonight. I'm like you. I look on the outward appearance. I expect to see every one of you in heaven. And if I don't, it's your own fault. Because I'm going to tell you right now, he didn't just die for any weight of sins. But the Bible said he died for the sins of the whole world. And I'll tell you right now, to die lost, you'll stand before God guilty. You'll stand guilty of the blood of His Son, Jesus. You'll have to give an account, and there won't be no excuse. The Bible said they'll offer one, but they'll be without excuse, because all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. And I'll tell you tonight, if the Lord's your shepherd, but I'll tell you what, you got something to look forward to. He gone away prepare a place, Jesus said in John 14, verse 1, He said, "Let not your heart be troubled." We've been talking here a little bit tonight, me and Brother Perkins, and others, about the world, the perplexing things that's going on in this world. I don't have a definition. I don't have an explanation. I just know one thing. It can't be long until He comes. He's going to come. But I'll tell you, if the Lord's your shepherd, you ain't got a thing to worry about. The psalmist said, "The Lord is my shepherd." He said, "I shall not want." And the reason he doesn't want is because God satisfied all his needs. I mean, I'm not looking for another. I'm complete in Him. I found in Him my all in all. I found in Him enough to make it through whatever the devil throws at me. I found in Him grace sufficient. I found in Him everything that I need in this world. You won't have to look no further than Jesus. If you're here tonight and you're in want, the reason you're in want is because there's an emptiness in here. There's a void in here. You've not been made whole. But when He takes His rightful place upon the throne of your heart, you'll no longer be in want. And the psalmist said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." He said, "He maketh me lie down in the green pastures." He said, "He leadeth me beside the still waters." He said, he restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. He said, "Yea, though I walk in the valley, through the valley of the shadow of death," He said, "I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." He said, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over." He said, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." God made a place called heaven. He said in John 14, verse 2, He said, "I go away to prepare a place for you." And heaven is a prepared place. It's prepared for prepared people. And I'm prepared to meet Him at His coming. If you're here tonight and you're not prepared to meet Him, I would challenge you tonight to consider His offer. He said, "All that come to me, I'll in no wise turn them away." He said He's rich in mercy to all that call upon Him. And I'll tell you right now, He made you an offer. He offered you a free pardon from sin. He offered you a home in heaven. He offered you something you don't deserve. You better take God's offer if you're here lost tonight. If you're here saved tonight, that song they just sung, "Amazing Grace." Oh yeah, it's amazing. Amen. It's amazing that someone like Him would take your place and allow you to go free. The Bible said the Lord laid on Him the iniquity of us all. We saw Him smitten of God. I'm telling you, afflicted. And I'll tell you right now, he went through something we deserve, but he went through that so you can be spared the judgment of God and have the mercy of God. And if you don't have Jesus tonight, I challenge you tonight to take his offer to come. The Bible says in St. John chapter 1, verse 12, that as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I was born to Bobby and to Lois Wade, February the 20th, 1954, and I became their son. I got born again April 27th, 1988, and I became a son of God. You figure it out. I'll tell you right now, it's past finding out. I don't know. I know one thing, I knelt down as empty and as guilty as a man could be. But I want you to know, buddy, he took that emptiness and filled it. And he took that, I'm telling you, that guiltiness and washed it away with the precious blood that cleansed us from all sin and gave me a refuge for my soul, gave me an anchor, amen, both sure and steadfast. And even today, the devil can't do nothing about it, amen. It's good to be saved. You're not saved here tonight? I'll tell you right now. That song, Amazing Grace, it said, come. It said, I first believed. If you haven't come, if you haven't believed, you're not saved. The Bible said you must be born again. It's not optional. Jesus said, marvel not, I say unto you, you must be born again. What that means is I got born in the Wade family, February the 20th, 1954. I got born into God's family, April 27th, 1988. I'll tell you right now, boy, God's got a big family. Went away, made a big place. There's plenty of room up there. There's room for the whole world to come. Only probably 1% is going to go. But there's plenty of room up there. We got a little room here tonight. The Bible said many are called, few are chosen. It said narrow's the way that leads to life. And few there be that find it. Broad's the way that leads to destruction. And many there be that go in therein. I'll tell you tonight, if you're here lost tonight, you ought to think about it. You ought to think about getting saved. You ought to think about the hour you're living in. The Bible said in the last days there'd be a famine, not of milk and bread, or not of meat and bread, but of hearing the Word of God. Preachers, I tell you what, preachers, real preachers. Now, there's getting less and less, more hair ticklers, more hirelings, more stuff like that, but real preachers. I mean, preach precept upon precept. Preach line upon line. Preach here a little and there a little. Thus saith the Word of God. Not too many of them to be found. But I'll tell you right now, God calls. The Bible said, how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it's written, how beautiful are the feet of them that bring glad tidings. The good news is, Jesus Christ came to this world to save sinners. He saved an old sinner named Paul, said he was the chiefest of sinners. If he's got enough grace to save the chiefest of sinners, he's got enough grace to save you tonight. Are you here tonight and it won't? Are you here tonight wandering here and there in darkness, groping about in darkness? I'll tell you right now, he loves you. I'll tell you right now, he's waiting on you. He died for you. He's got nail scars in his hand proving his love. Greater love has no man than this, that he laid down his life for his friend. And Brother Lloyd, his friend, was about to hell deserving sinners. But the Bible said he loved him, Brother Vernon, and he loved him unto the end. He never did give up. And I'll tell you right now, the only time he'll give up on you, you listen to me good tonight, is when you die in your sins. Because he said, as I see, I judge. If you die in your sins, you'll be guilty of sin. And the Bible said the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. But there's a comma there, and it says, but the gift of God's eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. You can either have the wages of sin, I'll pay my way, preacher. Go right ahead. Hell's full of people like that. You can let Jesus step up and be your Lord and Savior. Have a home in heaven. Have a place, praise God, where everybody's happy. Psalm 144, verse 15 says, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Man, I've been happy, Brother Barney, for 24 years. I've been happy in the things of God. I've been rejoicing in the things of God. Amen. I've been feasting on the Word of God. I still find no fault in him. The only thing he is guilty of, Brother Keith, was he loved sinners. Yes. Other than that, buddy, I'll tell you what, he's without fault. He loved those that crucified him and prayed for him on the cross and said, Father, forgive them. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, it says, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. You wonder why you got forgiven? Because what was left of him when he beat him, beyond recognition, his vestige far more than any man. Well, what was left of him on hanging on the cross as they was laughing upon him that they spit upon and mocked and shamefully treated.
upon the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what to do. Got an answer. God said, I will for your sake. They don't deserve it. But if you love them that much, I will. Oh, me. What grace to be had. What mercy has been shown. I'll say to you what Pilate said. What shall I do with this Jesus, which is called Christ? Well, Brother Eddie, I ain't going to have nothing to do with him. Oh, you can forget about that. Every knee is going to bow. Yeah, your knee is going to bow either here or there. But it's going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess. Yeah, either here or there. There's not no getting out. That's mission impossible. My pastor preached a message one time called Mission Impossible. Trying to have nothing to do with Jesus. The Bible said in Him we live and move and have our being. I went 5 minutes beyond the time I said I'd go. Lord, I poured out tonight the Word of God. Lord, the precious, incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Lord, you said, dear Lord, it not return void. And I pray, Father God, tonight that something that was been said, that God, the Holy Ghost of God, could move upon it. And prick a heart, dear God, tonight. Lord, me and Brother Keith, we're just messenger boys. We can only plant, we can only water. Lord, you're the only one that can give the increase. Lord, if there be a lost soul here tonight, I pray, Lord, the pains of hell get a hold of them like a woman in travail with child. I pray they'd cry out and realize that all they got to do is get to Jesus. Oh, Father, help us tonight, I pray, in this invitation. We humbly ask it in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. Sister, would you please get us an invitational hymn, help Brother Melvin, just as I am. That's the way you'll have to come, just as you are. Without that, buddy, I'll tell you what, you're not going to make it. Are you feeling about cleaning yourself up? The Bible said at your best state, you're vanity. The Bible said all your righteousness is filthy rags. Paul said, been found in Him, not having my own righteousness after the law, but the righteousness which is of Christ. I'll tell you right now, if you're here tonight and you're lost, you're to come tonight. Come just like you are. That's the way He wants you. He won't leave you that way. He'll fix it. The psalmist said, my heart is fixed. You got a problem tonight? He's got the solution. Are you here lost tonight? He came in the world to save sinners. He'll save you. He'll save you right now. Try. The psalmist said in Psalm 34, verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Let's all stand, please. Father, honor your word tonight. Move in this invitation in Jesus' name. Amen.
Just as
I am without, that's where you are. But that thy blood was shed for me, and that He's been, it is me. Come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark lot. Tonight, we need to redeem the time. The days are evil. The Bible said now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow is not the day of salvation. That's only on the calendar of fools. Yesterday's done gone, and all we've got's today. Oh, me. Somebody here tonight got something on your heart tonight? Trying to obey the Lord tonight, and I'm about as confused right now as a termite in a wooden yo-yo. Anybody got anything on your heart tonight? Please obey the Lord. I mean that. Yes. I mean that. I'm telling you, I'm just a man. I certainly have nothing to boast of other than my Savior. What you got, Brother Anthony? I'm trying to pump the well right now, brother. I'm so up here doing. I'm priming all I can, like Cain, trying to get blood out of a turnip. Somebody got a word on your heart tonight. I'll tell you right now, this is serious. I mean it. You got a word on your heart tonight. I wish you'd obey the Lord. Amen, Sister Sophia. Amen. 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 Anybody else tonight? I challenge you tonight.
You know, I'm just thinking.
God bless you, Brother Parker.
And I get me in trouble sometimes.
All right.
But, you know, as we travel throughout the country and hear a lot of things and people teach a lot of things, I wonder why people just can't accept the Word of God.
Amen, brother.
Instead of all this other philosophy that mankind has.
Right.
We try to figure it out and all.
Oh, yeah.
Except the devil, the Lord's already got figured out, ain't
it? That's right.
But I was thinking, the Bible said it pleased God by the foolishness of the preacher to save them that believe.
Amen.
Now, I just don't go in for a lot of this. I love singing. Now, don't get me wrong. Didn't I tear up a guitar or two and tear up a piano or two and tell my wife, shut up? I really would. She would tell you the same thing. But I love saying it, but it takes preaching.
That's right.
And it takes a man that's called by God before he can preach.
Amen.
His mama called. I don't care anything.
Yeah.
But we live in a time all us old folks know if you go to church and we have to go in, you got a big board up, and they got everything to preach.
Yeah.
You got to say up there, you make a reading and all.
Yeah.
And then we wonder why is the church world dying? Why is the spirit churches so spiritually dead today? We've taken preaching out.
That's right.
We've taken preaching out. And I was thinking of some of the younger preachers, they want to tell the old preachers, oh, you're doing it all wrong all these years. Well, if we've done it so wrong all these years, how come you'd be shouting and rejoicing in the house of God? You can't get a grunt. I was thinking of Vernon Luttrell out there.
Yeah.
I don't know about so much about you other preachers, but I've known him for years. And about anywhere in the state or country that I go, I can pass by and I can see something there where Brother Vernon Lutz was being.
Yeah.
I really can. He's built and done and worked and hours. I don't believe in giving man praise for praise.
Well, another praise you do.
I love the man. He's one of them that used to. He get right down and kind of, you know.
Yeah.
And I love that. I grew up on some of that kind of preaching. Still, and really enjoy it. It gets your job done. It gets your job done by the grace of God. It's saved. It takes the grace of God.
Yeah.
It takes a man to live. It takes a man under the anointing of God. You can study into it and write it out and all this and get make a dummy out of yourself. Yeah. It takes the Spirit of God.
That's right.
Y'all pray for us.
Yeah, God told Ezekiel, he said, can these dry bones live?
Yes, I know.
He said, thou knowest, Lord. He said, well, I'll tell you, why don't you just preach to them? He started preaching. They stood up. And they didn't do nothing. They just stood up. And he said, he had to come together. Thank you, preacher. And he said, can they live? He said, Lord, thou knowest. He told them to preach a little more, and God put spirit in them. And they come up. And you know, that's kind of the way we are. We're just dry bones. We need the moving of God. We really do. I was looking at my Bible that day, down the footnote of my Bible. I found down there Brother Vernon, 1999. Preached out of the book of Corinthians. I don't know where, I just remember I wrote down, Brother Vernon preached 1999, a message on life.
Heard him preach one time, another night with the frogs.
Another night with the frogs.
That's what a lot of people got today,
to
sleeping with
the frogs. They're going to say just one more night. Do it tomorrow. Yes. We're all guilty, amen. Appreciate Brother Vernon. There's not been a day went by that I've not prayed for him, Sister Linda, night and day. I love him. I mean, I love him. And I appreciate it. Appreciate the man of God. Weathered the storms. Been steadfast, been unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know, the Bible said our labor's not in vain in the Lord. I appreciate Brother Vernon. Appreciate his wife. Been in the home. I love him. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 1, let brotherly love continue. We all go into heaven. I tell you what, I'm only child.
One thing I wanted more than anything was a brother or sister, and I've got more than I know what to do with now, and I love every one of them. I sure do. Somebody else, my mouth rattled all that long. Somebody else got a little beard at midnight, y'all don't say something. Somebody else got something on your heart, appreciate you, Brother Perkins.
Brother Eddie, I got up one morning this past week, we're in revival, and the Lord has been wonderful blessing. Every night there's been a number of people at the altar, people being saved.
Amen.
People rededicating their lives.
Amen.
People coming for help.
Yeah.
We've gotten away from the altar.
Yeah.
We don't use it for what it's meant for.
That's true.
But I got up one morning early, went down and opened the Bible up. Just sort of fell to 2 Chronicles 7:14.
See, I'm very ready this morning.
And I began to read that verse of Scripture.
Yeah.
And it had a different meaning to me than it ever had. Said, if my people, which are called by my name, I got to thinking.
Yeah.
Now, he wasn't writing to us today.
Yeah.
That was not written for us. When you take this chapter and you study it, the things that had happened, Solomon had just prayed a great prayer.
Dedication of the temple.
For the dedication of the temple.
Amen.
And I don't need to take just a minute, but
help yourself
on this scripture. And he said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways and on. You know the rest of the verse. But what I'm getting at is, sometimes when we look at the scripture, we are confusing the interpretation of the scripture with the application of it. And he was talking to Israel and Judah, and he was talking to them.
Yeah.
That's the interpretation of that. And I think that a lot of times today, you know, he went ahead and he said, I will heal your land.
Heal their land.
Is God healing our land today? No. He wasn't talking about healing our land today.
Yeah.
He was talking about Judah and Israel, what he would do for them.
Right.
But we can apply that to our day that we live in today.
Oh, yes.
And I think that we're not praying with the right concept of what God really meant for us to pray for. I tell you, we saw a revival this week just right down the road.
Amen.
I don't know how many has been on the altars.
Praise God.
And the power of God has been there. But I believe it is all because the people have prayed. We're not praying today like God told us to pray. I think of that verse of Scripture, and I'll be going in services here shortly, and I'll probably preach a message on this, probably like I've never preached before, Brother Andy.
My Lord.
Because he said, if my people, which are called by my name. Now, he's talking about Israel and Judah and his people then. But today, the church, we are his people today.
All Christians,
And we can only be his people when we come through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're living in a time today, I don't care to tell you, that there's so many different religions out here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not worried as much about alcohol and drugs and the fleshly things that people are doing today. They're wrong. Don't misunderstand me. But the thing that I'm worried about today is this thing that is sweeping our land today.
Yeah.
Spiritualism.
That's right.
We're living in a time today that we've gotten away from the old past, time way of worshiping God.
Don't be seated if you need to.
We've got this thing today, that's going about praise and worship.
Yeah.
We need to come back and worship like God said worship.
Right.
Brother, I'm going to tell you what. It'll not be in the spirit that a lot of them are worshiping in today.
Amen.
I know they sound too hard, but I tell you what is corrupting our land. Alcohol's bad. Drugs are bad. All this is bad. But I'm
telling you what is taking us away from God. I'll tell you what's robbing the church of the real power today is this modern theology of spiritualism.
Amen.
And they got into this thing, and one person said to me here a while back, I love to go there. Oh, you can just get in such a rhythm.
I hear junk.
Rhythm.
Yeah, the flame.
We need to get in the spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Over in Revelation, he wasn't in the rhythm on the Lord's day, was he?
In the spirit.
He was in the spirit on the Lord's
day.
Yeah. I'm glad for that spirit.
Heard from heaven, too.
I praise the Lord tonight for saving me many, many years ago. And I thank him for what he's still doing.
God bless you.
We had a little lady got saved down the road this week. And I tell you, you know, there was a man there last night in service that they stood around over that house. And said he's well up in years. Said they'd only seen him there maybe twice in all these years. Church, we've got a work to do.
Amen.
We need to come back to what it took in days of old.
Amen.
I told another night down there, I'm not worried about the days of yesteryear. We need to worry about today.
Right. Work while we got today. Amen. While we got the life.
I'm glad I'm here tonight. I'm glad the Lord for what I felt. I'd love to hear Sister Caroline sing that song.
Yeah.
Been many storms in my life.
Listen.
Carolyn's always been there.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I was at the end of my road.
Listen.
Lord gave me a message last night, sitting on the front pew down at the church.
He'll do it.
I'm going to preach it. When you think you're at the end of the road. And I didn't know there's any Bible on that, but my goodness, I sat there last night while our preacher's preaching, and the Lord gave me one.
That's right.
And I was, in my mind, I was putting it together, you know.
Prayer and spirit,
there's
spirit.
All kinds of places in the Bible where people came to the end of the road.
That's right.
Or they thought they were at the end of the road, and it was until they looked unto him.
That's right.
And if we'll look to him,
amen,
he'll always see us through that storm. I didn't even say that.
It's all right.
I guess I took about 5 minutes.
God bless you, Brother Byrne. I appreciate that.
I'm just glad that I've got something real in my heart tonight. And I hope Caroline just keeps singing that song.
Amen.
I love that song.
Amen.
Not only her singing, I just love the song, but I like to hear her singing.
Amen. I agree.
I'm glad that what the Lord's done for me.
Brother Bernie just made a bold statement there, and I'll just give you how reality what he just said. I went to Cave City for my pastor was going to Owensville, Kentucky, to a revival meeting at the end of Highway 90. Coming into Cave City, there's a big mega church on the left. And on the side of that building, it says the church for people who don't want to go to church. You figure that out, I don't know. But in there, they got that, what he's talking about. They got that. The church for people who don't want to go to church. The Bible said Jesus loved the church, gave himself for it.
In Elizabethtown, Kentucky, not very far away from here, our evangelist said last night that he was driving through that town a few months ago, and he told the name of the street, and on that street there was a little church, and their big invitational sign out front read like this, "The church for homosexuals."
Have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness.
A homosexual pastor. Somebody said, "Preacher, you haven't got a right to say anything against it. As long as I have breath, I have a right to preach against it." Say all I want to say against it. And if we would loosen our tongues and preach against the things that's tearing up our country today, we'd be better off.
That's right.
But we worry about little frivolous things that don't amount to anything.
Yeah, man.
Let all of this go by.
That's right.
Don't say anything about it. You might hurt somebody's feelings. I've got children in it. I can't help who's in it. God said it was wrong.
Abomination.
And we need to take our stand against it today. I've been told you're going to get arrested and put in jail. Well, I'm no better than Paul. He was, wasn't he?
Right.
I'm not worried about that. We need to cry out against the things
cry loud, spare not.
Our people.
Amen.
I better hush. But
God bless you, Brother Vernon. I'll tell you right now, I'll take a homosexual if he'll come in here because he's sorry for his sin, wants to repent,
wants to turn from that, turn to Jesus, get saved, I'll take him in here. I'll say right now, I'll receive him. But if he comes in here thinking I've got to put up with that simple way, and I'm not going to preach against it, he got another thing coming. I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to be comfortable sitting and preaching the Word of God. Now I'll tell you, if we'll get back like this preacher said to preaching what thus saith the Word of God, you'll find out it'll take care of everything that needs to be done. My pastor told me one day, he said, son, he said, Brother Eddie, preaching will take care of all the problems. Just preach the Word of God. An older preacher gave a younger preacher some advice. He said, preach the Word. Be instant in season, out of season. He said, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, they'll not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and be turned from the truth to fables. That's what we got. We got to get back to the Word. It still gets the job done. Are we done tonight? Appreciate that, Brother Vernon.
I'd like to say one thing.
Help yourself, there, Brother Melvin.
I'll have to confess. I'll
never work a business this hard. All right. Here we are. We wore Brother Keith out. Bless his heart. I looked back there three times. Every time I looked, he's out.
Let me finish it. We've been a big bush at Harvey. It don't seem like it's done a bit of good. I don't believe any of them care. Maybe they'll come for the Bible.
Yeah.
If any of you want to hear Brother Keith, you'll come in the morning or tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And maybe the Lord will break this revival. This word will go another week. It'll be one of
them. Yeah.
Now, if it doesn't, Brother Green, the temple school doesn't say that, Brother Roger Peter, we preaching
freedom.
Freedom. Exactly. I guess a lot of people know Brother Roger Peter.
It starts
tomorrow night. And I'll promote him. I've been out there a lot of times. The only men I've ever met in my life, Brother Runner, I guess, can almost back that up. He's just a good man. I even see work that Werner's done out in North Carolina when I'm out in there. You hear him talking about what he's done out in the so we've been in, but yeah, I'm just inviting you to tell you about that revival. Well, I don't care. And my daughter lost without God. She used to really be in church and really grounded. I mean, she was in a doing, but look, you remember Tina, my daughter. And they was the preacher done some things and pushed her out of churches, bashing back out in the world. Someone says you can't get away. Well, I wish she couldn't have, you know. But she's out there and doing well, she's better than a lot of church people, but that ain't going to take her to heaven. So she's got to get back. But we all need to get in her closet.
Amen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said there's one way to be saved. If I'm saved the same way,
Got
to come with preaching.
Yeah.
Ain't one way to worship God.
Word, yeah.
Not one way to worship God. Don't care what's over and over. Got to be in the spirit and in the truth. A lot of church today teaches there's no spirit that you can feel. Well, if you don't feel it, you ain't got it. That's all I know to tell you.
Romans 8 said he's given us of his spirit.
Right.
And our spirit bears witness with his spirit that we're all the children of God. I'll tell you right now, I thank for that witness. I thank God for that. I'm glad every now and then I can feel a little tug. Every now and then, let me know whose I am. Like Paul said, whose I am. Amen. All right, it's been good to be here tonight. Hope I haven't wore you out. I know the devil wants to wear the saints out. Hope I haven't wore you out. Hope you got a blessing. Tried to pump a well and get a testimony. Tried to get a preacher fired up. But I'll tell you what, I've gone as far as I can go. I appreciate you coming. What you got, Brother Anthony?
Carolyn and Harold ain't here. And last night, Harold was burning up with sweat, you know?
Yeah.
And we got several church members not here tonight. He got lost, not sick. Can we pray? We'll all turn and pray for him.
All right.
Brother
Anthony requested we meet at the altar and have prayer. Brother Harold Gaskins, he wasn't feeling good last night. We anointed him with oil. I'm about like Job's friends. I'm just a miserable comforter. I'm not a physician, not even close to a physician. The great physician is the only one I know that can help in a matter like that. But remember Harold, Brother Harold Gaskins and his wife Carolyn, a lot of people were not here tonight. I don't know, sickness or whatever, I don't know. But all that want to, just meet here real quick. Well, maybe. The person said he may watch that ball game, maybe. I'll tell you right now, I'd rather be in the house of God and be sitting in front of that one-eyed monster. Let's all meet up here that want to. Those that don't, it's okay. Let's have a word of prayer for Brother Harold. Brother Harold. Lord, we love you tonight. So thankful, God, to be in the house of God. Lord, thank you, Father, for the precious word of God. Lord, for the Spirit of God that bears witness with the word of God. Lord, for the work, dear Father, that you do. We pray for Brother Howard tonight, Lord. I don't know, Lord, his condition. Lord, he needs prayer. We pray for him. I pray for him, Sister Karen. Lord, I pray for Sharon tonight. Pray for, Lord, Billy tonight. Lord, that Sharon, Lord, she's a hurting. Billy's sitting in both feet in prayer. We pray for them. Lord, if there's any lost here tonight, Father, I pray even right now they consider coming forward and getting saved. Lord, I pray be ordained of God. I pray, dear Father, the Holy Ghost of God minister in our midst. Father, thank you for the saving. Thank you, Father, for the, Lord, the testimonies, Father. Thank you, Lord, for this great number, Lord, to come out tonight to gather under this roof. Lord, for the Word of God. Like Brother Bernie, Lord, he said about God. He said he was on the Isle of Patmos. He said he was exiled for the Word of God. But he said he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Lord, he had a meeting there. He said he heard the voice of God. Father, we thank you, Father, that you can be anywhere, have a meeting with God, with him in the Spirit, seeking God, and seeking his word. And we just pray, Father, tonight, that, Lord, if there was anybody here tonight that need to be saved, I pray, Lord, dear God, tonight, they'd realize, Lord, that tomorrow may not be on their calendar. There'll be people tonight go out to meet God. There'll be people tonight that have, the Lord, had a desire to be saved. Lord, had every intention of getting saved, but he didn't realize, like God told that man, Luke chapter 12. He said, thou fool, this night, thy soul shall be required of thee. I pray there be none like that here tonight. And I pray, Lord, you check the hearts and challenge them, Lord, tonight. In the Holy Ghost of God, we ask it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, thank you for coming tonight. Shake somebody by the hand. And I hope you consider coming back tomorrow. We'll try to have the preacher arrested.